Now, the proposed closure of state-run care homes for the elderly dominated both the Nolan TV and radio programmes for weeks. Such was the public outcry. May, the Health Minister, Evan Poot, stepped in, halted the process, put the Health and Social Care Board in charge of future policy. Now Sinn Féin's Mitch McLaughlin says one family's experience should serve as a warning against privatising elderly care homes. Alzheimer's sufferer Edward Chambers was originally cared for in the trust-run Ferrand House in Antrim, but it closed following a flood last year and he was moved to a private facility. But it says it can't cope anymore, and Edward's daughter Nicola has been telling our reporter Lisa McAllister they feel totally helpless.
When we had the really bad flooding, Daddy's home, Ferrand House, was severely flooded. Residents were moved out in the middle of the night by fire crew for their own safety, and the residents were all obviously separated into different places where they could get accommodation. So Daddy then went to Bricklands.
The reason for the move at this stage essentially is the flood.
The flood.
But up until then, as a family, you didn't want him moved out of Ferrard House?
No. The staff, I can't sing highly enough about them because they were so professional, so caring, diligent. Everything that you would want the care that any parent or family member to get. They all loved him up there because he always was able to sing a wee song, and they really enjoyed that. He said he was an absolute gentleman. And then a few weeks material moved on, and basically they said they weren't reopening it. So Daddy's placement, as far as we were concerned as a family, was now in Bricklands, a private residential home. We were assured and reassured that it was an EMI dementia unit, so they could cope with Daddy's needs.
What were your dad's specific needs then, once he moved to Bricklands?
Daddy's particular form of dementia is actually located in the frontal lobe of his brain, which affects the behaviour. He would have put inedible things into his mouth. And for our staff, we're managing it really well. And if Daddy had something in his mouth, rather than ask him to spit it out, do you offer him something else that was edible? Maybe like a sweet, something like that. And automatically Daddy would have given it back again. So that worked extremely well in Ferrard. That continued over into Bricklands. We then had a meeting in May with our last social worker. And they said that Daddy's situation hadn't changed.
In May of this year, they were happy with your daddy's progress, that the care plan that had been in place was working.
Absolutely. There was no problems whatsoever. And only until last Tuesday, we were sent a letter the Thursday before about the meeting. So moving up, it was the trust members were in the room first, and Paula asked, were they going to move Daddy? And the trust said, no, that's not what this meeting's about. Two members of Bricklands came in, and as the meeting progressed, we knew we were running around in circles. They basically were saying that they couldn't provide the care that Daddy needed. And we argued that it was an EMI unit. This is what they should be providing. The trust totally agreed as well, and the trust had their say.
An EMI unit is a unit then that is specialist for dementia sufferers.
Yes, it is. And basically, they were asked by the trust, if we were to give you one-on-one support for Edward, would you take it? And she delayed and said we would have to think about it. If people are being pushed into private nursing or residential homes, what is there to stop, especially in my father's case, which is being highlighted now, what is there to stop the management from asking you to take your relative out?
Where does your daddy go?
He will remain in Bricklands until the trust have to go back to the drawing board. This is going to happen to other people and their family members. Sorry, I'm getting emotional at the minute. And it's not just for us, to be honest. It's just to highlight the situation for other members of the public out there. It can do the same thing. What do? Do you take the person home where you have a sick mother who has had a stroke herself? How can we take that added responsibility on our shoulders, knowing that we aren't professionals or nursing staff to care for Daddy?
You said to me earlier that your daddy would have always fought for you and for your sister, and that's why you're fighting for him now.
My daddy doesn't have a voice now. My daddy does not know who we are, and we were everything to him. His grandchildren were everything to him, and he doesn't know any of us, and he's only 68 years old. My daddy could live for another 20 years easy with his condition. This illness is just a constant bereavement, because you're having that person stripped away from you day and daily, even though their body's there. And you never get peace of mind. And then to have, and basically the threat of being evicted added on top of that, how much more do they expect people to take?
Now, since Lisa spoke to Nicola, her dad has been moved to nursing care, which, as you heard, there was something the family felt he didn't need yet. Lisa's with me. What have the Trust and indeed Brooklyn said, Lisa?
Well, Brooklyn's have given us a statement, Stephen, in which they say the needs of Mr. Chambers have changed and therefore their facility is no longer suitable. In the first statement the Northern Trust gave us last month, they said they were in total agreement with this decision, that they had been working with Brooklyn's over Mr. Chambers' increased needs and were aware of potential placement breakdown. However, that was at odds with what the family were telling us. So we looked at the minutes from that meeting that Nicola talked about, and it was clear from those minutes that members from the Trust didn't know that Brooklyn's were going to end the placement. So they came back to us with an amended statement.
This is the Trust coming back to you.
The Trust have come back with an amended statement to say the Trust were not aware of an imminent termination of placement, which, as I say, they hadn't said to us in the first statement a month earlier.
Well, they said they were aware of a potential placement breakdown a month earlier. So which is it?
And they came back and said they were not aware that it was imminent. That was the addition of that keyword there.
And in a letter sent to Nicola's MP, Mitchell McLaughlin, what did the Trust say?
They said that ultimately the home do have the right as a private business to decide they no longer wish to provide care for a client. And if the resident's care needs have changed or are different from the original care plan, they can declare they can no longer meet the client's needs.
And where does the client then go and what happens? That's the key to this story, right?
It is indeed. And Nicola was lucky in that her dad has got a move and he is happy enough, but they do feel he's in nursing care too early. He's only 68.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm learning from this story is it's about the concerns that some people might have about privatisation around residential care homes, because once your loved one is moved into that private residential care home and they settle down and they feel comfortable, by the way, that residential care home can move them out whenever they want.
Exactly, and the key here is Nicola had no say, and it would appear that the Trust didn't have an awful lot of input either.
Okay, Lisa, thank you.